The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Now we turn to another very hot political question. Michigan lawmakers approved bills to prohibit mandatory union dues in workplaces, so-called rights to work legislation. Thousands of chanting protesters thronged the Lansing Capitol. We're speaking now to Republican Governor Rick Snyder. If he signs the so-called right to work measures as promised, Michigan becomes the 24th state to enact such legislation. Governor Snyder, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
So are you going to sign the legislation? And if so, why?
That's my intention, and because it's good for Michigan. There are two main things. First of all, it's about workers. We have hardworking people here in Michigan, and it's really stepping up for them to be pro-worker and give them the freedom to choose. Unions should have to present a value proposition of to say why it's important to join, and if it is, I really encourage workers to join. But if not, this is a way to get unions more accountable and to think about how to get more workers involved in the process by changing what they're doing to become more accountable, where more people would join.
Governor, you had said that this was not on your agenda. Was there pressure on you to back this in order to avoid having to face a primary challenger in 2014?
No, that's not the way I looked at it. It was becoming a divisive issue, regardless of whether it was on my agenda or not. And given the divisiveness already taking place in terms of protests, other issues going on from both sides, it was really important to be a good leader and step up and say, okay, this hadn't been there. Now it's there because of this issue. Let's step forward. Let's make a decision. And again, this is about stepping up for Michigan workers. But the second thing is this will bring more and better jobs to Michigan. You look at the experience in Indiana, they're gaining thousands of jobs this year because they became a right-to-work state back in the February timeframe.
So are they getting the wages, though, that workers are getting in states that aren't right-to-work? We had a guest, Merrick Masters from Wayne State University. He's a professor of labor relations. His research showed, and he says it's pretty comprehensive research, that on average the wages benefits, the packages in the right-to-work states are significantly lower than what you get where it's not a right-to-work state.
Well, a couple things. First of all, I think there are studies that go the opposite of that. So there's a mixed bag of studies. But the other thing is over 80% of the people in our state aren't even unionized. You're talking about essentially 17.5% of our workforce. So most of the jobs being created are not going to be union jobs anyway. But for the people that are involved in a union situation, I believe it's important to give them the freedom to choose. One thing on the high wage side that was very exciting, Michigan was just ranked the third fastest growing state for high-tech jobs. Most of those jobs are not going to be unionized, and those are great high-paying jobs coming to Michigan.
17% may sound not so large, but at 17% of voters and likely voters, what are you going to do to appease the union members when it comes to the next gubernatorial election if this goes through?
Well, I think there are a lot of union members that want the choice, and we found that in terms of when...
But they have a choice. They don't have to pay union dues.
They have to pay significant dollars.
But they're getting some advantages for that. They pay an agency fee. They don't
have to
join the union.
A significant amount of dollars, and this is giving them the choice that I think will, in fact, allow unions to be more proactive in terms of coming up with value propositions to show why they're adding value. And that's what we found last week. I talked to a number of union members that had moved from right-to-work states. And the point from those union members is they were still in the union, but they wanted the freedom to choose. And when they were previously in right-to-work states, they chose to join a union, but it was very important that they had the choice, and they thought they got better responsiveness from the unions because they had the option to pay financial resources or not.
And Governor Snyder, it's clear, you know, if you speak to people in Michigan, you read the polls, it seems like the people themselves are pretty evenly divided on this. Another theme that enters in here is what this has a lot to do with isn't so much helping middle-class workers. It has to do with limiting. It has to do with politics, limiting the power of the unions. The unions poured a lot of money into President Obama's campaign, into campaigns of Democrats, and some say this is really about trying to fight back against that.
That's just speculation. The reason I'm supporting this are worker freedom of choice. And again, workers should have the choice. And the second one is look at Indiana. They got thousands of jobs coming to their state because of similar legislation. So it's about more and better jobs to Michigan because we need it. We were at the bottom of the economic barrel for the last decade. We're the comeback state now, and this will continue a path of adding more jobs to Michigan.
Are we looking at an extended showdown similar to what happened in Wisconsin now?
Well, I would hope not. And again, Wisconsin and Ohio were both issues about collective bargaining. This has nothing to do with the relationship between an employer and a union. This is solely about the relationship between a union and workers, and this is stepping up for workers to give them more say and ability and influence.
Governor Rick Schneider, thank you for joining us. We have to leave it there. We'll hope you'll come back and see us again on the Hayes Advantage.
Great.
Talking about the big right to work vote passed by both houses of the Michigan legislature, Rick Schneider saying he is going to sign the legislation. Thanks for joining us today on the Hayes Advantage.
You can listen to The Hayes Advantage weekdays at 12:30 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012 Bloomberg LP.